Remember a disease, though, say, of about 40, 50 years ago, maybe even a little longer, that took a lot of lives, of tremendous bad epidemics?
It's almost extinct now. Smallpox, so they have a few old and old in countries. I believe they had said they hadn't had a single death in this country with smallpox, but it, back when I was a boy, it was a dreaded disease, and you always stayed away from it.
How about diphtheria?
Smallpox and diphtheria and scarlet fever, they're almost extinct now.
And something that caused the yellowing of the skin, you know, maybe a yellowing of the eyeballs.
I see, that's something wrong with the liver.
Yeah, that's right. Call that jaundice or yellow jaundice?
Jaundice, or I don't know what the modern name for it is, but
That's okay.
That's a disease of the liver.
A person gets a pain down in his side, you say he's maybe having an attack of
pneumonia or pleurisy.
Well, he has to have an operation.
Oh, well, that, if it's in his right side, it'd be appendix.
Okay.
If it's over in his left side, would be something else.
Okay. And if a person couldn't keep food down, you'd say he might...
Yeah, he has upset stomach.
And then when the food comes out, you'd say he...
He's vomiting.
All right. Now, you're talking about, are there any crude terms for that?
For vomiting, you see, sick to stomach, or... There's a word that I can't...
Well, some throw up, or...
Yeah, throw up would be an old expression.
Yeah,
boy,
something like that.
I threw up my breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Threw up my breakfast, or vomited my breakfast.
All right, and a person is... can't keep food down. You say he is sick. I think you said that. You said sick to the stomach, right?
Yeah, sick to the stomach, or vomiting. Right.
And someone had some news.
Someone
had some news. Say, why did he came over? And say, he came over to... The news.
Bring the news, yeah.
All right. And,
I think you've talked long enough.
It's about, time about up? Well, I don't know how much more you got on.
Oh, I've got a little more.
A bit more. Well, we can make on down a little bit longer.
If it gets sick, I'll have to take him to
hospital. Okay, yeah, don't want to get too close. How many? If you got a few minutes?
I probably some sequoia,
and, there's a dozen different varieties. But I think I must have picked this up in Oregon, spuds.
Spuds, huh?
Spuds, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard that, the orange potatoes?
Yeah, I think
spuds.
I have.
Well, now, that might not be local here. That could I could have got that in Oregon. I don't know. I'm not real sure. But anyway, that hit popped in my mind yesterday. I couldn't think of it. And spuds, now that was... But I really believe I picked it up in Oregon. I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, if someone lent you something, you know, let you borrow something like a rake or something, and it was really a nice one, and you didn't want to give it back, you might say to the person, "I'd like."
Yeah, that rake's awfully good. I'd just like to. It just took up with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it took up with me. If you don't mind, I'd just keep it down here. It's made itself at home down here. Already has a home for itself right down here.
Okay. And if someone has told you they were coming back and you expect to see the person again, you'd say, disappointed if he doesn't come back.
I'd be very much disappointed or grieved that I didn't get to see his smiling face again.
Okay. And if someone said they were leaving, and you say something about being glad to see them again.
If someone was leaving,
someone said they were coming back the next day, and you might say, "Well, glad to see you again tomorrow."
I'll be looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use the expression "proud," like in the "proud to see you" or "proud to do something"?
Yeah, that proud, that's kind of southern expression, proud, or glad to see you.
Okay. Would you probably say, "I will be glad to see you," or "I shall be glad to see you"?
Yeah, I will be glad to see you.
Okay. And if a child's been bad, you say, "You better behave yourself, or I'm really going to
spank you."
Okay.